Blog Talk Radio.
Ways of doing it, and you will find that. And
You know, the other part about this is that people are going to love you. With Venus and Virgo in your 11th house this year, and Juno conjuncted, it's just going to be really nice. People are really going to love you.
Great. I'm looking forward to that now. I have been kind of looking forward to my birthday because I'm the kind of person, I usually celebrate my birthday for the entire month of July. I push
That's
the envelope.
A good thing. I have another friend who does that too as well, and I think it's so cute.
I've already bought myself a few presents because I don't indulge myself a lot, but I said, you know what? It's my birthday. So I bought a few things.
And with that Mars in Cancer, it's your time to nurture yourself.
Exactly right. Exactly right. And so I've been having a lot of fun already today. It's been a really good day. And I love the way the chart looks tonight for our radio show.
Oh, yeah.
And I think it's about time. You know, it's almost like I see a deliberate liberation for people in this chart. When I first looked at it, the first thing I noticed was the mystic rectangle. And I said, oh, nice. We'd have some psychic people, maybe some other astrologers, other people that are on the path calling us up, because we usually get a few, but I think we'll get a few more tonight.
That's a good thing. I like it because Pluto pulls up into the first house at this time. And
yes.
So it sets that foundational change for others.
Exactly, and everybody's going through it, but because of the retrogrades of some of the ponderous planets, you know, I keep telling everybody, you know, this is a process, not an event. Know this is your time to really work your strategy. Look at all the nuances and all the possibilities. Don't get stuck in, I can only do it this way. I like the fact that, most every summer we have at least three of these planets retrograde, but it allows us to kind of get together our heads and whatever we're doing for our profession and for our education even, to get it ready for the harvest period in September and October. And I see that in almost every chart I've looked at this week, that I'm seeing a lot of really good things coming in October for everyone. Because things begin to really shift and change, which you talk about quite a bit. And I'm like, yeah, I'm liking this.
I do too. I have, especially with my readings that I have been doing. I've been seeing the end of September, beginning October, even though there's a retrograde there, but all the way through the end, there's some major shifts going on with everybody. And I think the work we put in today will end up manifesting then, just like when you plant a garden. Plant it, and then you nurture it through that period of time, and then you get the fruits of your labor in the fall.
Absolutely, and this comes from a girl that's really got a good thing going on with her garden, huh?
Hey, it's growing, it's doing good, too. With all the rain we've had, I'm having a phenomenal year. So, you know,
excellent.
God gives you what you need.
Exactly right. And I have been fortunate because this is the first year I actually created an herbal garden to put some live seasoning in my food and everything. And I never did it before because I was always like, I don't know. Things don't always grow for me. And it might not be my thing. I don't have any earth in my nail except Chiron. I'm like, you know, whatever. What? They're doing great. All my herbs are doing great.
That's awesome. Herbs are great. I have a very small herb garden. And a large garden of vegetables, and a medium garden of fruits. So my blueberries this year are the largest I've ever seen. They're quarter size. And I think it's because of all the water we've had. But they're just phenomenal. Just as deep purple as you get, and huge.
Nice. It's nice when we see the earth bear fruit. It reminds us that that's what we're about.
It is. It's about that evolution. And, you know, it's a great process to watch. And most people nowadays, you know, they go to the grocery store, buy their stuff, and come home, and they really don't get to see the process of what it takes to actually make that happen. And I was in a conversation with Dan the other day, and we were talking about it, and I said, you know what? I know exactly how many quarts of spaghetti sauce I eat a year, or we eat a year.
Right.
I know exactly, you know, how many pints of applesauce we eat a year. You know, it's because I've been doing this gardening thing, and I really, you know, it brings me back to more of an appreciation than just going to the store and buying it and eating it. Because everything that I can and everything that I freeze and et cetera, I really know the amounts of how much I need to grow to make it happen. And I really get the appreciation of that this has gone from nothing to this actual delicious thing that we're eating.
Excellent. Wow. That is great. Well, we have a number of callers on here. I suppose we should take some callers and see what they're up to.
Sounds good. Let's do that.
All right. Area code 780, you're on the air.
Hey, ladies.
Hey.
Hey.
How are you doing?
Oh, not so good.
Uh-oh, what happened?
Well, my dad and I aren't talking very much right now. He has a birthday tomorrow, actually. He's a Cancer, actually, so he'll have his 84th birthday. And I'm going to send him a card, so see how it goes there. This lady that was interested, she replied back after I emailed her twice, says she wasn't really interested in me, so she's doing her own stuff, so. But, yeah, it's relationship stuff for me.
You're going through some emotional disappointments right now.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, with Mars in Cancer, too, you know, Mars in Cancer is considered to be in its fall. And the thing I like about Mars in Cancer, because I was born with it, is that there is a certain level of sincerity. And I think it's better sometimes to know who is sincere and who is not in your life so you know where to spend your time and your intention. Does that make sense to you?
Yep.
Okay. Now, what happened between you and your dad? What's the scoop there?
Well, I think I sent him something to help his sleeping, and he didn't like me doing it or something, or didn't like the, he thought I'm multi-level marketing for with him, and he didn't like it. He sent me a letter back that I sent him. And it wasn't about multi-level marketing. So, yeah, we haven't talked that much. Not even set a peep. I tried to phone him and leave messages on his phone. He didn't reply. So
from what you're telling me, you're feeling a little bit orphaned today.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
But it's been happened for a long time, so this is not only the first time, so.
Well, you know, Mars is transiting in Cancer in your eighth house of your psychology. And a lot of our psychological attitudes come from when we're very young. They usually develop between actually 0 and 7. And Mars has been opposing Pluto retrograde in your second house, so you are feeling that, I want to say on a very deep and transformative level, only you can decide how you can process all of this to your benefit. Pluto's also in square to your Mercury in Aries. And you know what, Jay, you can only be yourself. You know, if you try to be somebody else, it won't work for you. You're an Aries sun. It will never happen. And you have to just accept the fact that not everyone is you, but you can only be you. And I know that maybe simplifying it a little bit too much, but I just want to share that with you. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Well, that's where I was going with the Pluto square Mercury and his natal Mars in Pisces, okay? Because the sun is in direct trine right now with the transiting sun in Cancer. And you're right. It goes from your eighth house to your fourth house. So what nurtures you, okay, at this point in time? And there is a benefit that is happening, even though it's very disheartening of what your father did, there is a benefit for this. With the Pluto squaring your Mercury, it's saying, okay, I have a new idea. Okay, this is who I am, this is how I am, and I have to go with this. Okay, and stay true to yourself. You'll find when you come to peace with yourself that your father will come back and be at peace with you. You can't seek his approval at this point in time because he's not going to give it to you. Okay? But you can learn to seek your own approval on what you're doing. And follow that, and he will approve eventually, is what I'm going to say. Here again, when the sun goes into Libra at the end of September, it's going to be in your 10th house of your father, and I think that's when things are going to shift and change for your father.
Okay.
Sorry, you have to nurture yourself right now. If I could change it, I would. But here again, that's why it's making you so disheartened, to make you really pick up your own self-worth and do it on your own and not have that approval from your own father.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
What's good? What's good in your life right now?
Not too much. I'm feeling really down right now, so I can't say very much right now. So.
Well, you know what? I think it's time for you to do, because I know what a spiritual creature you are. Maybe it's time to get back on some of the spiritual things that you haven't entertained as much as you could. And to get back to the essence of who you really are, in a way. Sometimes when we look for benefit from the outer world, it's wiser to look for benefit from the inner world.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense.
You love music, don't you?
Yeah, I do. I was going to do some drumming today, but it didn't feel like it. So, but anyway, maybe next week I'll have to get to it again.
Okay, that'll be good. Now, do you have a woman that's close to you that's like a very close friend?
No, I don't have any friends, actually. I mean, I don't. So I'm trying to get more friends. I was said in several readings that I'm getting out there, and so I go through meetup groups or something like that to just get out there. So
that is a good idea. That is a good idea. Because everybody needs to have that sense of growth with another individual. It's not so much a codependency as it is a growth factor. And you need that now. Excuse me. Especially with Venus entering Virgo. When Venus enters Virgo like this, it's really great to have people you can analyze with and throw it by them and see what they say. Get the feedback, you know. And to be generous in the conversation. It's not a time for small talk. It's a time conversation that goes somewhere. Just to let you know that.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, I will keep you in my devotions tonight because I know you're feeling low and it's just not like you normally.
No.
I will keep you in my devotions before I close my eyes and keep us informed. Try and push through if you can. Try and push through. All right?
Alrighty. Thank you. Thanks, Aphrodite. Thanks. Thanks, Jacqueline. Thank you.
God bless you
all.
See you
there.
Okay, take care.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Rough. Two disappointments back-to-back. That's hard to handle sometimes. It really is.
Especially with a Mars in Pisces, because his intent is so pure, you know, and to have that disappointment come back, you know, it just takes it so much to
exactly. Well, you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 828, you're on the air.
Hi, guys, it's Danielle.
Hey, Danielle! How are you?
Happy birthday, Aphrodite.
Thank you, honey. I appreciate that.
Now, it's on Wednesday, right? The 22nd?
Yes.
Oh, I won't ask you how old you are. I already know.
Okay. We're gonna keep that a trade secret, right?
Right. Yes.
I had Jack with my solar term, but I had to get my birth year.
She's amazingly young for her age.
Yes.
I'm almost childlike.
Yep.
So what's happening in Nashville?
I'm doing okay. I just wanted to know if you guys can help me understand what's going on between me and my friend Aaron in Roanoke. Help me try to understand his behavior a little bit more, because he tells me he loves me, misses me, all this stuff. He'll cry to talk to me and beg me and stuff, and then he just turns around and calls me names or threatens me or plays games and starts fights with my friends on Facebook, wants to be my friend on Facebook, deletes me off Facebook, blocks me on Facebook, then wants to be friends again. And he just continually plays these games. And
what's his birth date again?
10/20/85.
Born at 5:30 a.m.
Yep.
Roanoke.
Excellent. I remember the Roanoke.
I've been gone for 2.5 years, and his behavior hasn't changed much. And he tells me he loves me, he misses me, but I know he's telling, like, I don't know how many other girls the same thing.
Because he's in his Saturn return, and Saturn's retrograde right on top of his Saturn, Danielle.
Right, and
it's
my
30-year cycle. It's a 30-year cycle. And I have to tell you, over the last couple of days, Venus has been in square to Saturn, okay? Now it's gone into Virgo, which can be sometimes about self-improvement and sometimes about criticism that has no stance. It depends on the energy. And so this really has more to do with him than you, as you know. And that's why you're trying to now take a step back and analyze him rather than reacting and taking everything personally, which I give you so much credit for. So much credit for that. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I agree. This is so much more about him. He has a Mars in Virgo, which a lot of people don't realize that Virgo is a dual sign. Okay, and Aphrodite was talking about the Saturn return of his that's dead on it right now, and Saturn is retrograde. Okay, so here again, he has that dual personality. That's one of the reasons why you attract to him, is because of your own Gemini energy. But it's a different form in a different way that's heavier and harder than yours. Yours is simpler. You're the natural duality. He is the intense duality. Okay? And I do agree that he's bouncing back and forth playing these games because he's trying to find himself. Okay? He is a Libra sun. With that Libra sun, it means that he is codependent on others. Okay?
Yeah, I was just reading a book. I just finished a book on codependence.
Well, he's a codependency kind of guy. You're not as codependent as he is, I will tell you that. And so here again, he's trying to find his own individuality with Saturn. Saturn brings into you must stand alone. But he's a Libra sun, so now he's confused. Okay, and going through this Saturn return, he is going to have this confusion within him. Okay, your best thing is patience with this, and not tolerance, but again, more of training. Okay, well, that was inappropriate and unacceptable. So when you can do something acceptable, I'll talk to you. If you're going to continue with this unacceptable behavior, I am not going to talk to you. And continue to go back and forth with that, because here again, he's not going to be settled this whole year. Okay, just going to let you know, he's not going to be settled this whole year.
Well, why does he have to take it out on me for?
Because
he cares about you.
Because Saturn is retrograde on top of Uranus in your fourth house of home, and you guys have known each other for quite some time. And there's times you've actually been at home with the dysfunction. Believe it or not. But if you think about that, you'll know it's true. The nice thing for you, Danielle, is the Mars-Mercury-Sun conjunction right now is all trining Uranus in your fourth house, which is why you're more apt to respond than react right now. You're taking a completely different psychological tack than you've done in the past. And the Saturn retrograde is reminding you that when you had to react to him all the time, that didn't work. So now you're trying to be more his psychologist than his whipping girl. Okay? Which
yeah.
I really appreciate that in you. Okay?
And then when I do tell him how I feel or whatever about his behavior, he just laughs at me.
What? The reason he's doing that is because he can't deny that you're right. So he has to make fun of you to give it lack of importance because of his own ego. I'm just saying.
Oh. Okay.
What do you think, Jacqueline?
Oh, I agree. That's where I was going with that. He has a Mercury in Scorpio. And
yeah.
So he has to push it off. And that's the way he pushes it off, is by comedy and humor. So.
Yeah, that's what I was picking up psychically that he was doing.
Do you ever come back to visit Roanoke, Danielle? I miss you.
Are you having your class Thursday? That live stream?
Let me see. Is that a trick question? I don't have my appointment book in front of me, but yes, I am, the 23rd.
And what about, yeah, me and Eric are planning on coming up.
Excellent.
Now, would it be okay to meet Aaron in a public place?
I don't see any reason why not.
No.
You didn't want to start any, like, try and hurt me or anything, would you? That's what I'm afraid of.
Now, that's kind of an interesting question. Let me take a look.
Or because Eric's going to be with me, or he's going to start any problems, or...
Well... I want to look at the
time
wheel
on that.
Huh?
I don't see any physical harm coming to you, okay? But, what I would suggest doing is being straight up front with them, saying, look, coming into Roanoke, if you want to see me, you're going to see me on these terms and conditions.
Yeah, that's what I told him.
Yeah, and if he's agreeable to those terms and conditions, then fine.
Okay. If not, then oh well.
Exactly. Then I would walk away because... It would be trouble if he doesn't agree to those terms.
Just make sure you're driving. That's all I have to say.
Right. Yeah, I wouldn't let him in my car or anything like that.
Yeah. You need to exercise caution because with your Scorpio moon, if you intuitively feel a certain amount of danger, even though you're trying to deal with this from a more logical and analytical perspective, you need to honor your intuition, Danielle, okay? Say yourself, I am going to put up some necessary safeguards. Yeah, I am open to a compromise here because of his behaviors, but I'm not going to push myself under the bus either.
Right. Yeah, I just thought about, like, if he wanted to meet for lunch or something at the co-op, then I would do that, but that would be it.
That would be good.
And maybe that's good. It's a public place, you know, you feel everybody there knows you. You know what I mean? You don't have to feel, again, that you're being cornered, because I think that's not a good place for you to be right now.
Right. Okay. Well, thank you, guys.
Well, you're welcome. God bless you, honey, and hopefully I'll see you Thursday.
Okay.
All right. Looking forward to that. Big hugs.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Bye.
Bye. Everybody misses her at the Livestream Center where I do my readings and do my classes. Everybody says, hey, have you heard from her? How's she doing? You know, we've all missed her because she always adds a bit of spice to the class.
I'll betcha.
We like it. So you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 913, you're on the air.
Happy birthday, Aphrodite. It's Andy. Hi, Jacqueline.
Andy, thank you so much.
That is just awesome.
I love my birthday.
Happy, happy birthday. Yes. And it should be celebrated for a month. I completely agree.
Yes, indeed.
And then all year long.
As with it still a return for what Jacqueline told me, I better.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, good year for her.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So,
well,
so
thanks
what's
for
shaking
taking
in your
my
world,
call.
Andy? Yeah, what's shaking in your
well,
world?
Well, I had kind of a wild, not really wild. I'd been planning to exit a job, and somebody just sort of went kind of a little bit crazy and hostile, and so I turned in my notice, and I feel really good about it.
Good.
Wow.
Really
I feel
good.
Really good about it, too, for you, too, looking at these planetary energies. Oh, my goodness.
So much healthier. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It was a very negative person, and unfortunately, it was impeding my ability to be able to practice to the fullest extent of my training and education with the patients and caregivers. So, you know, it's all going to be a much better thing.
It is.
Absolutely. But it was just kind of wild. It just kind of came out of the blue. She was so hostile.
Well, Uranus went over your part of fortune, and that's what happened is that in your Arabic part of fortune is great benefit, okay? It's like a double guardian angel over you. And so, and Uranus is the enlightener and awakener. So, of course, it would have happened spontaneously that would have happened, okay? But it was so
very
to your
cool.
benefit. Again, you have the guardian angels looking over it, so.
Also sitting
on Mercury. I felt very watched.
Yep.
Yes.
I feel
very
Neptune,
looked after.
And Neptune is retrograding over your Saturn, too. That's why you felt so much peace.
Mm.
You know? And
excellent.
I have a feeling that your ancestors from on high were watching over you with this one. That's how it feels to me psychically, okay? And that you have a character in your background. I'm not sure if it's a grandmother or a great-grandmother, but I just feel that the integrity of some of the people in your bloodline, you are so much them here now in certain ways. But what you'll tolerate and what you won't. So I feel you've been getting some spiritual help from the other side, from another dimension.
Yes. I think so, too. And the next, you know, this is very much a time right now about really removing what no longer serves me. And so I'm looking at this next full moon on July 31st for another kind of big shift and just wondered how that date looks. I know that the moon is, I think, cruising through Aquarius that day.
I think before we go there, can I just mention something about Pluto?
Sure.
Before we go there, can I just mention something about Pluto? Do you want to take that Pluto thing, Jacqueline?
No, go ahead. I'm looking at the full moon for her.
All right, good. Go for the full moon then. Pluto's retrograde in your sixth house of work and service in Overland Park, okay? And so what's happening is it's exactly in trine to your Mars and your natal Pluto, and also Uranus, which is, again, sudden change, separation. And so all of this is going to bring you into your power. And Pluto goes direct in September. And beyond that point, you're pretty much unstoppable for like 6 months. I mean, just amazing stuff's going to start to occur.
That's
the good news.
Thank you.
These ponderous planets can bring us into a great process where all of a sudden we just rest on that inner strength, the inner foundation of our own integrity, of our own conscience, what's right and wrong, and wanting to give back to the world. Okay, and that's exactly where you're going to be. It's pretty nice.
Oh, that's great. Thank you. Thank you for pointing that out.
You're welcome.
And with this full moon, it even points that out of a transformation shift stronger, empowering you, okay? Because Mars turns into your first house the day before that. And so here again, you have this wonderful empowerment coming through this emotional transformation and change, because that full moon is in your eighth house. Okay? So there's a full transformation and change going on emotionally for you with this full moon. I think it's really going to be very empowering to get you off of your tush and heading forward instead of looking back.
Yes.
I like that. That's cute. I like that.
That's always a good thing, to get off my tush. Absolutely.
Well, all those early Leo planets who are complimenting your Aries stuff. You know, so you can't deny that. That's the I am. You know, and you very much vibrate to your I am frequency. You always have, since I've known you. Even though I've only met you virtually.
Yes,
but it's nice
absolutely.
Too, because Mars is in trine to your Venus and Pisces in that 10th house. So you want to be in a sentient environment where other people have compassion and motivation simultaneously, because that's what you're made of.
Thank you. Yes, it is what I'm made of, and I'm heading to a job fair next week with resume in hand, and looking forward to meeting people and networking and seeing, you know, if things are a good fit, and if not, I know something wonderful will come along.
Absolutely.
Right.
It's a great time to go fishing for a new job.
Yeah. Well, thank you both so much, and again, happy birthday, Aphrodite.
Well, thank you, and many blessings, my friend.
Thank you both so much. Have a good night.
God bless. She's always such an uplifting person to talk to.
Oh, yes, she is.
She has her challenges, but it's almost like, bring it on, that Aries energy, bring it on. I like that. Well, you know about that personally, right?
Oh, yes, I know about that Aries energy personally, that I am present. Absolutely.
So you're ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 561, you're on the air.
Hey, ladies. Hi, Jacqueline. Happy birthday, Aphrodite.
Oh, hey! How are you?
Hey, I'm just great. How are you?
On a scale of 1 to 10, I'm about a 27.
Well, good for you. I love birthdays because it's an individual day. You know, it's a holiday, or it's a day we really celebrate ourselves. So it's a great occasion. So I wish you all the best.
Thank you so much.
So
what's happening in your world?
Well, there's a lot going on in my world at the moment. But what I wanted to ask you about was my professional life. There was a job that I wanted, working for nuns in fundraising, and they hired someone else. And just this week, I hear that person is floundering and not working out at all. And I actually ran into her the other day, and all I heard about from her were all of her problems. So I just wonder if you think that job is still going to come my way, because I really want it. It really has my name all over it.
Mars is going to be hitting your Jupiter this week. So,
okay.
Your first house.
Okay.
So, Jupiter is of great benefit to you, okay? So I think you're going to get some really good news this week about this job.
I totally
agree.
You're
stressing out it way too much over this.
It's right on top of
it. What'd you say? Okay.
I think you're stressing out too much over this. I think you're just, again, we've talked about the patience and the temperance with this, about how things are going to turn, and this is the week.
Okay.
It most surely is, because Jupiter, transiting Jupiter, is passing over your Pluto. Sun is passing over Uranus in your second house of making money, and trying to retrograde Saturn, because it's long overdue they decide you're the best candidate. Hello? Everything's set up
Hello?
For success this week. Everything's set up
okay.
for success this week. I love it.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Is there anything that I should do? I don't know, invite the nuns out to lunch, hang around. And my mother lives in this facility, so I'm there almost every day. Anyway, but is there anything that I should do that would help my cause, or just my normal routine and things will fall into place where they're supposed to?
I'd be additionally supportive.
Okay.
Because you know you can do the job better than this other person. I would be additionally supportive. Just say no. I'm your wild card. If you need me, I can step in. If you're having trouble, you know.
Okay.
Let them bring it up first. But I just be very, very supportive. You know, I talk a little bit about your mom. You know, I would really get into the feeling of being part of their family.
Okay.
That makes sense? Okay, because that's what it's feeling like to me. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Oh, I do. You know, be that nurturer in this process. I really wouldn't go out of your way exceptionally. I would be present to take advantage of the opportunity is the way I'm going to put
okay.
it.
Okay.
Because you're there with your mom, you see the nuns, you socialize with them. You know, I would definitely be, you know, there. And then when they bring up a situation, capitalize on it.
Okay. Okay. I invited one of them out to lunch on Thursday, and I invited a different one to my house on Saturday night for dinner with a couple of other people. So, good idea, you think? Bad idea?
Yes. Yes, because it's not overwhelm. It's more about being part of the family. I love it, Charles. Great choice.
Okay.
Great
okay.
choice.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, well, thank you. And I want to say that I always enjoy your show. I really look forward to it, and on Sunday I plan around you because it's you have so much great information for all of us. You know, whether you actually call on me or not, I get so much out of the program that I just want you to know I really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you.
So thank
much.
You. So have a great birthday. Celebrate well. Have a martini for me, and I'll look forward to talking to both of you real soon.
You got that going on. All right, Charles.
Thank you, girls.
All right, God bless.
Bye.
Bye. He's such a darling.
He is.
For some reason, my console... Okay, I think it just came back. Okay. Computer technology sometimes really whacks my brain, okay?
Oh, it does. I know that cord, and that's an interesting one to run.
Yeah, you did that last week. You did a great job, by the way. I love the show. I had to listen to every word.
Aw, I appreciate that. I try my hardest.
You ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 720, you're on the air.
Hello, ladies. This is Ivatar.
Hi, how are you?
Happy birthday. I'm good.
Thank you so
happy
much.
Birthday.
Thank you.
Hope you have a happy one and many, many more.
Thank you. I think I will.
Yeah. I called in today to see how this planetary lineup with all these planets and stars and that influence and with Saturn is will benefit me. I know there has to be some benefit because I have so many planets in Taurus, and I'm a Taurus on top of that.
Can you spell your name again for me? Because I know it's spelled a little bit differently than I'm used to.
IBB, two B's in boy, like boy. IBBATAR.
Got it. Thank you, honey. Okay. And where do you live now?
In Denver, Colorado.
That's what I thought. Okay. I've never been there. I've always wanted to. Is it beautiful, as they say?
Yeah, it's a quite beautiful place. It's becoming overcrowded now, though.
Ah. Popular places, that happens.
Yeah, well, there's so many people moving here, about 10,000 a month.
Wow.
Yeah, a lot of people.
You know, the first thing that shows up in your chart is tonight, the moon is in direct opposition of your natal moon. And that is conjunct Neptune. So what you believe, you feel, okay, is really empowering right now. Your emotions are going to transform and change what goes on in your life at this time.
You said they're going to dictate what goes on?
They're going to transform and change. Your emotions are going to transform and change what's going on at this time. Uranus is conjunct transiting Mars right now. And so there's some great insight coming instantly to you.
Mm-hmm.
Follow is what I'm trying to say with that.
Okay, so do you know how long this is going to last? With that moon influence?
Well, this is the most empowering. The moon moves signs every 2.5 days. So it's only the next couple of days that you're going to have this influence that's going to really be impacting. So the next couple of days are what I'm looking at as far as really acting upon these emotions and learning about what different avenues, how to express them. What do you think, Aphrodite?
Well, with Mars sitting on Uranus and opposing Pluto in your chart, I have to tell you, this is going to be going on for at least a couple of weeks. And what you're going to gain from this is you're going to be able to blend your deep emotional energy, which is also quite psychic, and your logic into what they call Bina on the Tree of Life, which is the wisdom of the ancient Sophia. And that's why I think, Jacqueline, tapping on your moon right away, because the moon energy, of course, is all about the divine feminine. And this has a lot to do with the divine feminine, but also the divine feminine warrior, okay? The warrior for truth and the warrior for doing things the way you feel creation intended. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay. This is a very, very deeply spiritual time for you. And Neptune sitting on your moon as well, as Jacqueline pointed out, I mean, this is spectacular. And with Neptune retrograde, you can also have, I want to say, very distant memories. And they may be from this lifetime or another. But out of your spiritual truth that you've probably carried for over long periods of time, you're going to start to see the pattern and understand the flow better than you ever have. Neptune hasn't been in Pisces for 165 years, honey. This is a first time and last time passage for you with this. For you to really to connect to the infinite spirit that's you. It's beautiful in the chart. I think it's just...
You know, what has happened in the last couple of days, and the reason why I called, because, you know, I made a conscious decision to open up my heart more. And I was on YouTube and I was watching just different people. You know how sometimes people just, they'll see a person and they'll judge them instantly by the way they look. And, you know, we live in such a judgmental society. And I was looking at, you know, some of the people were homeless and some of the people, you know, they looked a certain way, but with these people had so much creativity in their gifts. Whatever state, whatever, didn't matter what they looked like, it didn't matter. None of that mattered. It was like I saw past, and this is how I am, you know, anyway. I see beyond, I don't stop at the physical. I go way beyond what I see with my eyes when I'm interacting with people. And I just started bawling. I mean, I was just crying because the music was so beautiful and the expectation, you know, because people sitting there and they're looking at the individual. When these people started singing or playing the piano, whatever they were doing creatively, just people were just blown away, you know. And it just really touched my heart. It doesn't take much for me to cry anyway, but. but I made a conscious decision to open up my heart more.
And when you do that,
that was a great thing right now. I think that's really, your heart should be wide open at this point in time. You can feel everything that comes along.
Right.
And the thing is, I think we all go through periods of time where we have to close the doors for a little while, maybe to heal ourselves,
to retake our bearing.
Mm-hmm.
But you're starting to understand the age of your own soul now. You're starting to realize all the many things that have happened for a very, very long period of time. And here you are still coming back and serving Earth, serving the creation, and trying to make a difference. And you're starting to realize that there is a tremendous amount of invincibility in your soul. And this is such a precious gift for you to go through this realization now. I love it. I love it.
Wow. Wow. That's so beautiful. Thank you so much.
I mean, I love this art because, like, Jacqueline and I, we love this so much because it is like a language. And it's a very interesting language because it has passages, but it has a presumed beginning and really no end. And it's a beautiful language because to be able to interpret it for the people that maybe can't read it yet, hopefully we have some astrologers budding out there, but really opens up the doors and windows to your soul to say, okay, this is a lesson I'm learning now. This is the blessed gift I'm embracing. And it's always a mixture. And out of that...
Well, I heard you say something... I'm sorry, go ahead.
And out of that, we hold our own soul.
I heard you say something about blooming. I heard you say something about... I think one of you said something about we'll see the blooming, something blooming in September, the way this alignment is now.
Absolutely. September and October, we have to realize that when everything goes into Libra, Libra is the air sign that's ruled by Venus, and you're a Taurus sun with a Jupiter in Taurus, so you're the earth sign ruled by Venus. So when you go through this time period, your practicality serves your ideals. How good is that? So you're going to be able to take, you know, your high aspirations and ground them in the world and help other people through a practical sense, like I said, of wisdom. And wisdom is so unique. And Taurus is renowned for that over many centuries as far as the wisdom energy is concerned, because it's wisdom that creates a practical outcome for the betterment of being manifest here on the earth plane. So it's pretty powerful stuff.
Okay, I feel it too. Is this right?
I know you do, that Pisces
everything.
Moon of yours. You are Jacqueline's favorite. Jacqueline has a Pisces moon too, you know.
Yes.
Okay.
I feel like you do a lot of times. I can feel things without physically knowing it's there.
Yeah, me too. I mean, it's just, I mean, I don't even have to even look. I can just, I feel. And that's really how I live my life. You know, I don't allow my ego to lead me. I really go on what I feel and what I sense, and I just trust it. I really trust it. I know there was a time when I didn't trust. I would trust sometimes, and then sometimes I wouldn't, but I'm just so way beyond that now.
Well, I think
that's
you need to create an audiobook. You need to create an audiobook.
Yes, I'm going to work on that, yeah.
Because I think that
and
because
I finished,
vibration of your voice, being a Taurus sun, vibration of your voice and your intention, okay, I think an audiobook is really great for you because of all what you already experienced. We know you're going to keep growing and growing. Don't put off creating this thinking that you have to rise to some top of some mountain somewhere. Start writing it now. Start recording it now. Start letting people understand the part of the journey you're embracing now, because most people are on their middle path. Like, you feel like you're on your middle path. But when you give them the encouragement, say, oh, boy, I ran against this wall today, and I said, what do I do with it? How do I embrace this and make things better? You could be really motivational for so many people, honey. And I think that the sound of your voice and your intention, like when I hear you on the show, it's so profound.
Well, you know, I just finished the book. I'm tweaking the book now. I finished, I've done all the chapters, so right now what I'm doing, I'm editing and I'm just tweaking. So, I'll have to find, you know, I don't know what avenue I'm going to go through as far as the audio book is concerned, but, you know, I'm going to get into, you know, designing the book cover and just tweaking everything and putting the whole manuscript together. But I've done most of the work already.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
So I just have to, you know, I don't know if I'm going to do Kindle or not, but I haven't decided on that. But I had decided on doing the audio book and also having the book done in other languages as well, too.
I would love to see that. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. For you? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It was always great to talk to you, honey.
Thank you. It's
you
always great to talk to you.
Keep us posted, okay?
I will. I will, definitely.
All right. Well, God bless you.
Bless you, too. Bye-bye.
Well, we've only got 4 minutes left, but I got somebody that was on hold here, I think, for almost an hour, and then they called back in. Do you want to take it? Let's do it.
Oh, let's do it.
Area code 484, you're on the air.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Who
What's
is
your name?
This?
My name is Tonetta.
What's your birthday?
8/29/74.
And what time were you born?
2 p.m.
And what city were you born in?
Philadelphia, PA.
Do you live there now?
Yes.
A native that stayed. Wow. What special question did you have for us tonight? I felt we needed to talk to you.
Yes. I'm so glad that you took the time to take my call. A man from my past, Dan, has resurfaced, and he was contacting me for about a week, and I finally got to the bottom of things today. Here, he's no longer living with his stepfather, and I said, well, where are you living now? And he goes, anywhere I can find a place to stay. So I guess he's homeless. I did say to him, you know, you're more than welcome to come here at any time and what have you. And he said, okay, I'm just wondering, do you feel like he's going to take me up on that offer? And if he does, when will this happen?
What's the birth date of this one?
He is born 7/8/76.
You know what time he was born?
No, I do not.
And do you know what city he was born in?
I believe the same city as me and state.
Okay.
How long ago were you with him? How far does he date back?
This has been on and off for 3 years, and I've known him since I was a little girl, too.
Well, he's right on time. I can tell you that he's right on time. What's that? A growl I just heard?
Yeah, that's my dog.
Okay. Yeah. So what's happening today, Tonetta, is that Mars is sitting on his sun and on your Saturn. So
okay.
You are in the control position. You are in the control position, and you offered him a parenting energy. Okay?
Okay.
Because of your Saturn being involved in this function. And
okay.
So this is exactly right on time. I mean, if he's going to come, it could be in the next couple of days. Jacqueline, what do you think?
I agree, but I want to say something about this because depending on his time, and odds are greatly in your favor that he has a Mars in Virgo. So I would put some stipulations. I agree with Aphrodite that it should come any time. You know, the thing with him is he has to be doing something, okay? You have to give him a purpose. So he has to do something, some type of work to really fulfill it. So I would give some terms and conditions that he needs to do this, this, this. He's going to stay there, and you'll have a better end result. Because if he's just staying there and looking for his own stuff, it's not going to work as well. Aphrodite talked about the Saturn connection with him. You are his teacher, okay? And so there's things that he learns and grows from you that are really greatly to his advantage. You notice I'm saying this is more to his advantage than to your advantage. But I really strongly suggest giving him those tasks, okay? These are your jobs while you're staying here.
So you definitely feel he's going to take me up on that offer and show up here with his bag or whatever?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's so many conjunctions right now over the next week to two. Yeah.
Because, I mean, you know, he did not inform me that he was not living with his stepfather. And he's been back since May the 10th. In Pennsylvania, and I assumed he was living with his stepfather, and something told me today to ask him, hey, how's your stepfather doing? And he goes, I don't live there. And I said, when was that? And he goes, ever since I came back. And that was May 10th. So he's been just staying here, there with friends and not even telling me. So I just took it upon myself and said, look, you know, you can stay here, my door's open, whatever you want to do, and that's it. I let it go like that. So I didn't know if he was going to be showing up tonight or tomorrow or what.
It could be any day. I mean, it's so tight on the chart. And because you made the offer and you have known this person for a long period of time, but just remember, this is a different segment of time, as Jacqueline pointed out. Set up some realistic expectations of how this is going to take form for your own peace of mind, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But I can see it happening. I mean, everything's, like, all lined up. It's just,
yeah.
It's the right time for you to reconnect for sure. Whether you become his teacher, his lover, or maintain one of his good friendships with him, it doesn't matter how you design it or define it, because this relationship does have good growth potential, I believe.
Well, yeah, because when my mom was dying on her deathbed, December of 2013, she had told me, you know, she'd seen her mom and her sister who had already died. So she was going up to heaven and coming back. And then before she died, she said that me and Dan got married. And then she died. So that was back in December of 2013 where she saw that me and him did get married.
And that could indeed come to pass. But because of what's gone on with him, I feel he's going to need some healing. And he's going to need some of your inner wisdom in the process.
Mm-hmm.
Don't rush the process. Be
No, I'm not
that,
no, right.
Be that person that is offering him some security right now and
mm-hmm.
giving the friendship, giving the respect, but also that should be returned to you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So that's where you need mm-hmm. to be with this. But it looks like it's just very timely. For some reason, the universe has orchestrated this for a reason, and I know that you'll understand what it is.
Oh, I know, and I agree. I definitely agree that the universe, you know, I hate to say this, but pushed him out of his stepfather's house, and he's now lingering around, and I feel like the universe is trying to get this man on his path, and his path is supposed to be here, but until he, you know, gets over here, I can't, you know, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. So
know that the universe is in charge, and he'll show up the moment he's supposed to.
Right.
Okay? Mm-hmm. We're so glad you called in tonight, and
keep
us posted.
Thank you so much for that.
You're welcome. God bless you.
God bless you, too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, this has been the Illumination Station. We still have a couple people still listening. We should tell them where they can find us.
Okay. They can call me at 772-286-2720. How about you, Aphrodite?
And they can reach me at 540-400-0110. This has been the Illumination Station, and we are happy to serve you. And we'll be back here next Sunday night from 6 to 7.
Have a good week.
God bless. Good night.